from the beautiful Embassy Suites in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. Welcome to Travel It Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, and every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, on blogtalkradio.com, or on my website, www.danschlossberg.net. Our special guest tonight is Gina Orbell, Director of Sales and Marketing for the beautiful Hawthorn Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach. Welcome, Gina, to the 302nd episode of Travel With Radio.
Good evening, Dan. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm thrilled to be a part of it tonight.
Well, I'm a huge fan of the Palm Beaches, and I'm glad that you're here tonight, too. You're warming me up just being on the phone with me. And, Gina, for listeners familiar with the Palm Beaches, please tell us exactly where your property is located, and especially its proximity to the airport.
Okay, well, our property is one of the key factors of our hotel. We have a great location. We're just 5 minutes from the Palm Beach International Airport, and we are just a block away from the Palm Beach Outlet, which has over 180 restaurants. I'm sorry, shopping centers. 180 stores and several restaurants, and we're pretty close to the Convention Center and City Place and Clematis Street, and right off the highway, so it's pretty easy to get to.
Well, one of my favorite things down there is the Kravitz Center for the Performing Arts. How close are you to that?
That's about 2 miles away as well, and we're getting excited because they're getting ready to ramp up their season, so we have a lot of visitors from up north that like to come down and see the shows performing there.
And also the ocean is, what, 15 minutes away?
Yes, the Palm Beach is just about 15 minutes away. We have beautiful Singer Island about 25 minutes away, and Lake Worth is also about 20 minutes away. So we have some beautiful beaches within minutes of the hotel.
So how new is the hotel, and how does the affiliation with Wyndham help?
Well, our hotel is almost 10 years old, and we have always maintained it, and we actually just did a renovation 2 years ago with our suites. We've upgraded all of our suites, and Wyndham Rewards the affiliation with Wyndham is a big part for the Hawthorn Suites. Not a lot of people are familiar with Hawthorn Suites, and falling under the Wyndham flag gives us brand awareness, and those travelers that are looking to redeem their Wyndham Rewards points knows that they can certainly redeem them at our property.
Oh, good to know. How big is the Hawthorn Suites? How many suites do you have?
We have 112 suites, two of which are presidential suites, and then we have 4 two-bedroom suites. And it's an all-suite property.
Very nice. Well, what are the suites like? Do they have microwaves, refrigerators, kitchenettes? Can you describe them for us?
Well, they're full suites. Our guests are just so surprised when they walk into the suite. They're fully equipped with full kitchenettes, a full-size refrigerator, dishwasher, microwave. They have 2-burner cooktop range in there, so you can actually cook in the rooms. And they have, most of our rooms have 2 queen beds. And the unique thing about our suites is they have a separate living room. So you have you have 2 TVs, one in the guest room area and one in the living room area, which is really nice when you have families traveling with you. They're very spacious. And, yeah, so you can actually – it's got the full kitchenette in the suite.
Oh, I know that's great to have more than one TV because nobody ever agrees on what to watch. But also, Gina, in a hot tropical, subtropical climate, I know visitors to West Palm Beach expect to have a pool. So please tell us about the pool at Hawthorn Suites and whether it's indoor, outdoor, or both, and if you have a jacuzzi too.
Yeah, our pool is outdoor. It's an outdoor heated pool, and it's at the very front of the hotel. So it's a beautiful view when you drive in. You'll see the pool area, and it does overlook a lake with really pretty nice fountains out there, water fountains. It's very peaceful with beautiful palm trees and shaded areas. And our jacuzzi, actually, we have a jacuzzi. It's located in our presidential suite. It's a tub jacuzzi.
Okay. We're talking with Gina Warbell of the Hawthorn Suites by Wyndham, West Palm Beach, a great place, by the way. Gina, what about a fitness center? Do you have that too?
Yes, we definitely have a fitness center, and it stays busy in that we have treadmills, ellipticals. We have the stationary bikes and free weights. And one nice thing, too, about our fitness center is it does have natural lighting. A lot of people like that when they're working out. It's got oversized mirrors and a TV, anything you need that, you know, while you're working out, you have it there. So, yeah.
Well, one thing that I like when I travel, because I have bad knees from playing too much tennis, is having a bathtub in the room. Do you have rooms that have tubs?
Oh, yes, we do. All of our rooms have tubs. Yeah.
Oh, good to know. And is breakfast included with each stay as well?
Oh, yes. Our breakfast, we have a full hot complimentary breakfast buffet featuring eggs. We have a meat product on there, potatoes, grits, whole fruit, cereals, muffins, juices, milks. I mean, you name it. It's a full hot complimentary breakfast buffet, and we serve that every day.
And, Gina, guests also appreciate free Wi-Fi and free parking, so fill us in on what you offer in that area.
Well, with our Wi-Fi, we actually recently partnered with Comcast and upgraded to high-speed wire and wireless internet services for our guests. So now we have a really good, strong signal, which is really important to both leisure and business travelers. And we do offer complimentary parking at the hotel, and that's always a big plus. So the parking and the Wi-Fi and the breakfast buffet are all complimentary when you stay at the Hawthorn Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach.
And you've already mentioned Wyndham Rewards. Do you recommend guests or potential guests who are not already members sign up?
Oh, absolutely. Wyndham Rewards points, they add up very quickly. And you can redeem them for free stays, if you don't have enough for a free stay. A free stay takes about 15,000 points. And if you don't have enough points for a free stay, it only takes about 3,000 points to where you can use those and also pay part of the room rate in cash and then the other part with points. So a lot of our guests like to use the members like to redeem their points and pay cash as well when they don't have enough for a free room. And so you actually earn 10 points per dollar or 1,000 points for every qualified stay at our hotel, whichever is more. So that's a big plus. So they add up really quickly.
Well, that's great. 10 points per dollar, listeners, that's a good deal. And Gina, in planning vacations, many people I know use TripAdvisor in addition to Travelitz Radio, of course. So please tell us your rating on TripAdvisor.
Well, we are very proud to say that we're number 5 in Palm Beach County out of 35 hotels, and we've been able to maintain that spot for quite some time. So if anyone is interested, please do take a look at our TripAdvisor reviews, and once you see them, you'll be calling to make a reservation with us because we've got some really, really nice reviews. We encourage our guests to go on to TripAdvisor, Booking.com, or Expedia, whichever their preference is, and post their review with us. We do take those, you know, seriously, and we are proud to share them with our employees, and we pride ourselves on our rating.
And listeners, we're talking with Gina Warbell of the Hawthorn Suites by Wyndham, West Palm Beach. Gina, what are the peak and bargain seasons at the Hawthorn Suites? I know you're close to Ballpark of the Palm Beaches, where the Astros and Nationals train from mid-February to the end of March. So should people book now? And you're also not far from Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, where the Marlins and Cardinals train.
I would definitely suggest booking now. You're right. We are very close to the brand new ballpark of the Palm Beaches. It's actually now called Fit Team Ballpark of the Palm Beaches. They recently just changed the name, and we're about 15 minutes from there. So we do have a lot of our fans that stay with us that attend the ball games, both at Roger Dean and Fit Team Ballpark of the Palm Beaches. So I definitely, the earlier the better, because it does book up pretty quickly for season, for spring training. So, anytime, the sooner the better, really, honestly, because it does get pretty busy and, you know, rates do increase as it gets busier as well down in this area.
And the Houston Astros won the World Series a year ago, and they have a chance to do it again. Would that increase competition for rooms at the Hawthorne Suites?
Oh, yes, in the whole area, but yes, definitely. It's such a thrill to have the fans in the hotel. Everybody's always just so excited and friendly, and it's just a good group of people to have around, and it's just an exciting time of the year for spring training down here in the Palm Beaches.
And having covered the Hall of Fame inductions of both Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio of the Houston Astros, I know that they draw tremendous appreciation and coverage from the fans of Houston. I mean, people from Houston really turned out in big numbers for those two players, and I'm sure they come to spring training as well. Gina, how far ahead should people book for Christmas, New Year's week, and Martin Luther King weekend and Valentine's Day? Those are, you know, major holidays.
Yeah, well, Christmas, in between Christmas and New Year's, is one of our busiest times of the whole year, so that does tend to book up pretty quickly as well, and actually we are seeing bookings coming in now for that week. You know, a lot of people from the Northeast are looking to get down to visit family in this area and also be down here while the weather is just gorgeous and during the holidays. It's a real special time of the year to be down here. So especially now is a good time to start booking for that week. And Martin Luther King week, that's also a weekend that's also a very busy weekend. It's in, you know, season as well, and a long weekend. Any long weekend that you get down here in the Palm Beaches in the winter months are pretty high demand. So, you know, I would recommend anyone that's looking to come down to make their plans soon because, you know, time is flying and the holidays are right around the corner, as well as the beginning of the new year.
And I imagine you have special packages for Valentine's Day. Am I correct?
Yes, we do. We actually have, right now, we actually have a package. It's a shopping package. We have a lot of guests that like to come down and shop down here in the area, and especially at the Palm Beach Outlets. We have a $10 shopping voucher package. We have Florida staycation, actually, package going on as well. That's going on through the end of the year. And, of course, we have several different packages on our website, which is www.hawthornewpb.com. If anyone would like to visit our website and take a look, you'll see our packages as well posted there.
That sounds really good. And we're in early October now, so please tell us why fall is such a great time to visit. What's happening at the hotel and also in the area over the next few months?
Well, we have, actually, over the next few months, we have the Palm Beach Art, Jewelry, and Antique Show. That's brings in a lot of visitors to the area. It's an annual show that we get here in the Palm Beach area. It does move around the United States. It's going to be their 15th annual coming up. So we get quite a few visitors for that. We have the Boat Show in March. That's the Palm Beach International Boat Show. And that's a really huge event for anyone that's looking to come down and buy a boat or sell their boat or any type of fishing equipment. It's just so it's amazing, the yachts that you see down there, and just the whole nautical theme of it all. It's really a great thing to come down and see. We actually will have the Palm Beach International Polo Season that starts up the 1st of January through April. And we have Well, of course, Major League, the spring training games start in February 23rd through the end of March. The Honda Classic is a huge golf tournament. I'm sure everybody's heard of that. That will be played at PGA National Resort and Spa, and that's in February 25th to March 3rd. And, yeah, so those are some of the bigger events that we have going on in the area. And, of course, Sunfest is also a huge event down here that's been going on for about 35 years. And that's in May, the first weekend in May.
Okay, Gina, when is that art, jewelry, and antique show?
That is in February, in mid-February.
Okay, just so listeners will know so they can do their planning. And I want to tell those listeners that you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg, coming to you live tonight from the beautiful Embassy Suites in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. And we're talking with Gina Warbell of the beautiful Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach. Gina, smart travelers always look for packages. I've already asked what you offer. Do you have any spring training packages or not yet?
We don't have them set up yet, but I'm sure that we will. So keep posted for that.
Okay, we will. And please let us know so we can at least mention it on Travel Itch Radio. And, of course, as
Absolutely.
A dog owner, I always look for pet-friendly properties. Is yours one of those?
We are not pet-friendly. However, you know, we do welcome service animals, of course.
Okay. And please tell our listeners a little about your sister hotel, the Best Western, and how close it is to the Hawthorne Suites.
Okay. Our Best Western is just up the street. It's about a quarter of a mile away, and it's a 50-year-old property, and we call it an old Florida classic. It's a two-story property, and it has about 135 rooms with a manicured courtyard, and just the property just celebrated its 50th anniversary, and we had a huge event there. And yeah, it's just it's located just across the street from the Palm Beach Outlets, which is a big plus for our guests or any guests that are looking to stay at the Best Western or our property. And yeah, so they're right across the street, so that's a big attraction for the Best Western.
You mentioned the Palm Beach Outlets a couple of times now. Is that where the new 2J's is?
Yes. They have 7 restaurants there and it's 150 stores. So we have 2J's Gourmet Deli there and BJ's Brew House. We have also Red Robin. And all 3 of those restaurants offer 10% off of their food items for our guests, both at our Best Western and our property, the Hawthorne Suites.
That's really good. That's great to know. I'm glad you told me that. I might never have found out otherwise. And I would have gone to 2J's
yeah.
anyway because I love that place. I've been to many different 2J's. And, Gina,
yeah.
tell us about some of your favorite. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. One other thing I wanted to say is one of the nice features of our Best Western, they have an oversized outdoor heated pool in the courtyard area. And it's some of our guests even like to go down to the Best Western because of the how pretty the pool is, how big it is. So that's always a nice option for guests staying at our property as well.
Oh, good to know. And tell us about some of your favorite places to play and eat in the Palm Beaches, because I know there are many.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy going down to City Place. There's tons of restaurants and shopping stores, and it's open aired. It's beautiful around the holidays, and it's just very festive. Some really nice restaurants there, and Clematis Street as well. They're both about 10 minutes away from the property, and Clematis Street as well has a lot of nightlife, restaurants and shopping, and just the whole ambience of the Clematis Street is pretty spectacular. It's a great place to go visit there. The Kravis Center for the Performing Arts, like we had mentioned, that is just 2 miles away, and so those are some really fun places to visit. We have Lion Country Safari, and gosh, there's there's just so many different things to do as far as, you know, activities and places to go, like golfing and fishing and you name it, the beach. Yeah.
And what about tennis? Do you have tennis on site or nearby?
We don't. We do not have tennis nearby, no.
Okay, doesn't hurt to ask an old tennis player, so anyway,
right.
I did want to ask you about a shuttle. For people that fly in and, you know, don't have a car with them and don't want to rent a car, which is pretty expensive, especially in the spring, what about your shuttle? Does it take people around the area?
We do have a shuttle. It's a 6-van, and it's a very minimal fee for our guests, for just $25 per room. It's unlimited use for up to 6 days of their stay within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. So that would include Clematis Street, City Place, the beach, the convention center. That's a big plus. And in addition, we also have a shuttle at our sister property, our Best Western. So, you know, if our shuttle is taking a guest, we also have a backup and vice versa with that property. Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. And we're talking with Gina Warbell of the Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham, West Palm Beach, Florida. Gina, Travelitch Radio listeners always like to know more about our guests, so please tell us where you were born, raised, and educated, and how you got into the travel world.
Okay. I actually was born in South Carolina in Charleston. However, I was raised down here in the Palm Beaches, and I do call this paradise here, and I've loved growing up here and working here. I actually have started right into the hotel industry right actually out of high school, so been in this business for quite some time, and here I am.
Okay, and I want to ask also about your clientele. Is it mostly families, leisure travelers, or is it kids? Honeymooners, what's the mix of clientele at the Hawthorne Suites?
Yes, it's a mix of business travelers, leisure guests, families. During the season, more, you know, during the winter months, it tends to be more business travelers. And, of course, during the summer months, a lot of families on vacation. And we have a lot of families that have sporting events at Rogers Dean and the FIT team of the Palm Beaches. So we have a lot of families here with their children and doing sports and do a lot of reunions and church retreats. And, yeah, so quite a mix of business for us. It's good. It's a good thing year-round for us.
How about weddings?
We're not a full-service catering. We don't offer full-service catering. We do have a beautiful ballroom. It's 1,800 square feet up in our on the sixth floor of the penthouse of the property, and we can accommodate up to 130 there. We do allow outside catering to be brought in, and then we also have our own chef, Chef Richard, that does a lot of our catered for our events. We tend not to do too many weddings because of the location of the ballroom. It is on the sixth floor where, you know, we have guest rooms. So we do allow, you know, of course, social events, but we're a little bit more cautious with the noise situation. So we use it quite a bit, and it works out really well for the type of market that we're going after to be booked in the ballroom.
I'm really glad you mentioned noise, because that is my primary complaint when I travel, and I've been traveling for 50 years. Sometimes you go to a place and the walls are too thin, or you have an adjoining door to another room, which is a noise conduit, in my opinion. But I'm glad that you pay attention to the guest comfort and quiet. That's really a big plus. So listeners, you hear that? If you want to go to a nice, quiet place in a beautiful tropical climate, we're talking about the Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham in West Palm Beach. Gina, I also wanted to ask, is there anything that you would like to add that I haven't asked you in this interview?
Let's see. I think we've pretty much covered everything. It's a great little property. You'd be surprised when you walk in. It's just very, it's just it's very comfortable, and the suites are amazing. Like I said, our guests just can't believe when they walk into the suites. Or it's like a home away from home type of hotel. And the location is perfect. It's just ideal. It's centrally located to almost anything that you'd want to go visit or see. And it's a nice property. You got to come down and visit us.
I plan to do that in March. I do have a couple other questions before I let you go, though. How much repeat business do you got? I imagine you got quite a bit.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of repeat business, especially in season. We have a lot of guests that like to come down, and, you know, they're like family, actually. And a lot of our groups are repeat for us as well. And we also have a lot of long-term stay guests because, you know, you can cook inside the rooms, and because they are so spacious, they're well-equipped for extended stay guests as well. We get quite a bit of repeat business. So it's nice because, again, it's just like family for us.
And also, one of the things I'm encountering when I travel is not every hotel has MLB Network, Major League Baseball Network, on their cable system. I know it's usually a premier channel, but do you have it at the Hawthorne Suites?
What channel was that, Dan?
MLB Network, Major League Baseball Network. They're showing the playoffs this week.
We do, yes.
Oh, good. Because I'm thinking a hotel in a spring training mecca, which is certainly the Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach, needs to have MLB Network. So I'm really glad to hear that because I'll enjoy it there when I'm there for spring training. So that'll be terrific.
Awesome.
So, Gina, many thanks for talking to us tonight. Gina Warabel, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach. And thanks to the Embassy Suites in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey, for letting us use their facilities to present this show. But we're not done yet. I just want to say goodnight to Gina, but there's more to come. So goodnight, Gina, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Dan, for having me on your show. And we look forward to welcoming any visitors from your area.
Okay, thanks very much. The area of Travelage Radio is the United States of America, so it could be coming from anywhere. So thanks a lot,
Gina. Thank
you. And before we sign off, I'd like to remind listeners it's not too early to start thinking about holiday gifts. For that special someone in your life, how about a trip to South Florida for a little R&R under the sun in Palm Beach County? You can't go wrong with the hotel we just talked about, Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach, as your home away from home. And bring a copy of my 424-page paperback book, The New Baseball Bible, to read on the plane or at the pool. I promise a good time will be had by all. That's the Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham West Palm Beach. Tell them you heard about the hotel on Travelage Radio. And that's it for this edition of Travelage Radio. Next week, we'll head back north to hear all about the Embassy Suites in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey, my home state. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.